Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Found a way to win. That's all that matters.
What did you say about the play of the backup tackles, you know, coming in and the way they performed and you did exactly?
I mean, unbelievable job. Obviously, worked real hard. Game planning wise, you know, it's a credit to our offensive staff. But them going out there and doing their job, I heard we set a record for rushing yards in the stadium, which is so cool. I'm so proud of both those guys. They continue to work extremely hard. They've both been kind of like the jumbo tackles for us that have been in and out of the lineup. And it was very, very cool to see them get their opportunity tonight, and they took advantage of it.
What do you think was, on the outside of obviously great play up front, but that Steelers defense, what was exploitable in the run game? What were you guys doing that was so successful?
Guys were running hard. Guys were breaking some tackles. The holes were there. Guys just we were doing our job, you know. Shaves and Khalil, you know, sticking their head in there. A lot of duos that we ran tonight, and they were going in there and digging out safeties, you know, and it's not as easy to do as a wide receiver to go continually do that, but they did tonight. It was awesome to see.
You were voted as one of the biggest trash talkers, and you and Cam seem to be having a lot of exchanges. Did that get you going at all in the second half?
Maybe a little bit. You know, we love the competitiveness out of this game. You know, he's such a great player. You know, sometimes you need fire like that to get you going.
You started off, Josh, by saying that you got a win and that was all that matters. In the first half, offensively, a couple of turnovers again.
Yeah.
What happened there, and was it concerning at all? Just kind of the lack of momentum offensively at halftime there.
You know, picked the wrong side. You know, and the guy kind of sat and made a good play. Obviously, I don't want to throw picks. If I can go back and change it, I would. But I think kind of got into a rhythm there that second half. Obviously, the fumble touchdown to start the second half off. It gave us a huge jolt of energy, get the ball back, we score. I think we scored on the next possession as well. And then that last drive, I think we took a lot of time off the clock. So, early on, I want to change that, but we figured it out, and you know, that's who we got to be moving forward.
Josh, what was it about the concerted effort to get the running backs as the receivers, to make a concerted effort to get the pass the ball to your running backs?
Yeah, I mean, I think there were some opportunities for our backs, you know, just – making guys miss in space. I don't know the exact stats. I know Ty had a really big one on third down. Jimbo had a couple. But yeah, I mean, there's just some space there and just trying to take advantage of it and get the ball out quick. You know, I think with this D-line, that's kind of how you have to be is ball out type throws and find space. I think if we eliminate that first turnover, it's a pretty solid night in the pass game.
When you got hit after that slide, what did it mean for you to have your teammates having your back right there right away?
I mean, they had my back regardless. Like, it's no surprise to me. Those guys are those my brothers.
It felt like from the outside looking in, I could be wrong, but that play kind of woke you guys up. Does
maybe
it feel like that?
Maybe a little bit. You know, and moving forward, probably don't need that to get us going. Find a way to get going by ourselves, but. Again, I mean, this is a really good team that we just played with a fantastic defense, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. on the road to find a win, you know, that's it's what we came to do. It's just whatever it takes to get a W, and we were fortunate enough to do that tonight.
Hey, look, you didn't need to pass the ball. You run the ball so well tonight. But that being said, to nitpick, the downfield game still seems to be struggling. Guys are just, every ball you throw is 5 yards out or behind the line. What has to get that turned around to get to be more aggressive downfield?
I mean, I think that was, again, we had some opportunities down the field. They played back. We're throwing it underneath. And, again, with this D-line, you don't want to sit there and take a seven-step drop and pat the ball because they're coming to get you. So I think it was more game plan tonight of just, again, finding space, letting our guys work underneath. And the way that we ran the ball, again, there wasn't a huge need to take shots and understanding what type of game this was. A little bit of wind, a little bit of cold, you know, personnel-wise of who they got, who we got. You know, this is a typical AFC North type team where ball possession, field position is crucial to the game, and I think that's kind of what we did tonight.
What can you say about James Cook's season? Obviously, tonight's game, a big part of that now context, but as you look at what he's brought to this team here?
I mean, he's one of the, if not the best back in football. The way that he can just grab the ball and hit the hole as fast as he can, the way that he can move, you know, shake the first guy. He's very, very rarely tackled by the first defender. So, he makes our offense go.
Your touchdown set the NFL record for quarterback touchdowns. Just can you take us through that run?
Yeah. Third down, it looked like they played kind of we call it 77, some brackets, where they're doubling two guys on the outside. And, you know, Ty Johnson just kind of made an adjustment mid-play. I kind of followed him and got out to the right. And, again, just kind of got stood up, but the O-line coming to throw me in there was pretty cool.
Has he had time to process that record yet?
Nah, I mean, that doesn't – it's not why I play the game. I'm just happy, you know, I helped this team get a victory tonight.
Okay. Keon got back in the lineup. I know it was a ton of statistical performance, but he made a, you know, touchdown catch for you there. What do you think that can mean for him going forward?
Yeah, we're going to need him. We're going to need his ability. He's a very talented football player. He's made some real crucial plays for us this season, and we're going to need more of that moving forward.
A lot was made of how many hits you took a week and a half ago. This game, not as much, except for when you ran the ball. Can you compare the two in terms of the physical toll last game took and being relatively clean?
Yeah, again, I think it was an effort game planning wise of, you know, maybe get some hands on these defensive ends, the ball out type throws. And again, making sure that I'm getting through my reads quickly, and if it's not there, find a way to either run and get some yards or find a way to dump it off. And thought we did that well tonight.
Josh, how about your defense? You come out for the second half before you know you got the lead, then you get the ball right back. What did that mean to everybody?
I mean, that was a huge jolt for us. And I mistakenly said in halftime, score, stop, score. You know, we weren't getting the ball first, but that's exactly what happened. So maybe I had to say that more.
You mentioned what it means as a quarterback for Alec and Ryan to come in, but we also saw a clip on the broadcast of you at the end of the game. We saw them embrace Sean out here as just their friend. What is it like to see them kind of get thrust into this and perform?
It's so cool. Again, those are two guys that you never, ever have to worry about their work ethic or their want or their love for their teammates. They continue to grind, and again, like I said earlier, they've been kind of the offensive jumbo tackle, swing tackle type situations, but they did not blink tonight. And for us to go in there against that defensive line unit, that's some special stuff, and I could not be more proud of them.
Josh, both you and Sean talked this week about the urgency being up. Did you sense you guys had that urgency in this game, and how important is it to carry that?
Yeah, it's super important. You know, sitting at 8-4, understanding where we're at in our division and the conference for that matter, got to continue to find ways to win football games. And, you know, we feel like the four losses that we've had, you know, a big part of that has been turnovers. And, again, just making sure that we're better in that and understanding when we can protect the ball and move the ball and not hurt ourselves, you know, we can be a really, really good team. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kevin.
All right. Good win. Tough place to play. Well-coached football team. A lot of respect for this organization, their coaching staff, their players. Hard-fought win and a team win. Hard to do especially late in the year on the road. Our guys, they showed up today. They stood up. They knew this would be a challenge, and they rose to the occasion. I'll start with the defense. The big takeaway after half was huge takeaway and score. Then the ensuing drive, get another takeaway. CB, I believe it was Joey on the sack fumble. But even bigger than that was stopping the run. Our defense came out. They did a great job. Bobby and the defensive staff all week long coaching it up, getting our fits right. Fourth down stop was obviously big for us. Offensively, once we stopped beating ourselves in the first half with penalties and turning the ball over, played more of a complimentary game. And, one first down, the rushing offense was incredible, especially against that defense. Well-coached team, like I said before, tough front to run it against. And we were able to stay in some positive third down situations where we were not in third and long. 240-plus yards rushing, and then key completions with Josh, sometimes moving around a little bit in the pocket, and that four-minute drive was really like a eight-minute drive, I think it was. But a big-time drive right there for us, and then capping it off with a field goal to win it. So all in all, great effort. Certainly things we can work on, but good to come on the road and show our toughness.
John, your defense, really since the second half at Houston, has kind of taken it up to a different level. Why all of a sudden? What has changed, you think, in the defensive performance?
Oh, maybe more understanding, guys just, kind of just flying around, playing relentless style football. Well, they work hard during the week and take a lot of pride in their work. So I couldn't be happier with the way they played tonight.
Coach, I know the defense kind of sparked things with the two takeaways there back-to-back.
Yeah.
When Josh got hit on the slide and there was no flag, obviously his teammates came to his defense, but I don't know, all of a sudden it looked like the mojo got kicked into gear on offense. Did you sense some of that juice that came from that play?
I would hope so, right? I would hope so, like you would. I expect you to be out there right with them, okay. Chris, So when you put a hit like that on our quarterback, yeah, the sideline's going to erupt. The team's going to back our quarterback like they would any player. So that's what I expected to see. That's what they did, and, it was what it was. So.
You probably mentioned it during your opening statement. I came in a little late. I apologize. But Anderson and Vandermark stepping in. Some video of you at the end of the game there when they're coming in the locker room. Alec, I think, picks you even up. Pretty emotional. But for those guys to step in, Josh not to be sacked, to rush for 250 yards, what does it say about the job they did?
Well, those guys knew. I mean, they knew the challenge that was in front of them. Their teammates supported them. They didn't blink. They really didn't. I thought it was a great move by the coaches in terms of how they had it set up. Coach Cormer, Coach Gunn, and Joe, obviously. And, those guys did not bat an eye at all. And I love that. That's who this team is. Guys go down, guys step in, do a phenomenal job. And just, again, the toughness of our football team on display.
Did a wrestler and you want to come out when Alec pick you up at all there?
I know better.
You had the ball 42 minutes in this game. That's kind of insane for the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't lose a game like that, right? It's almost impossible to lose a game like that, right? You did lose, but
let's not go there. let's not jinx it, right? No, I mean, when you do that, to your point, Sal, you control the game and you play the game on your terms. And once we got through the turnovers in the first half, you really saw the fruits of their labor. We were driving the ball in the first half against a good defense, and yet then we were shooting ourselves in the foot with a couple of false start penalties and losing the ball. So that was really the message at halftime more than anything, is to take care of the ball and make sure we're executing the way we know how to execute.
John, earlier in the week you said something pretty effective. When you think of the Steelers, you think of a physical brand of football. Considering what you did both on defense and in the ground game, what can you say about your team sort of stepping up to that challenge task mentality?
Yeah, no, I think people who play the Steelers know, I mean, it's a storied franchise for a reason. And they pride themselves in playing great defense and physical brand of football. I know Mike, I've known him for a long time, and he he takes a lot of pride in that, and I respect it. So, but we're not going to be out physical, and our guys know that. So they know what we stand for as well and what Buffalo Bills football is about also. So that came out in our football team tonight, and it was good to see.
You mentioned the turnovers. I think it's up to 11 in four games. You're making it tough on yourself when that happens. What do you attribute those to?
if I knew, I'd get it. You know, we'd get it to stop. But you can't turn the ball over multiple times. Fortunately, we got the two after half and scored on defense. But we can't keep doing it. It's a very risky way to live, and we've already lived that life more than we want to and more than we can afford to.
Shaq Thompson seems to just step up for you guys time after time when you need him, again, including tonight. What's he done to fit in so well into this defense?
Yeah, well, he knows the defense coming from Carolina. He's a dog. He plays with an edge. He leads. He leads with his voice. Did a great job leading the team this week. Spoke to the team, I think it was Friday, I believe it was, and stood right up there and challenged them. And that's what leadership is right there. There's a couple different ways to lead. That's one of them.
You mentioned the takeaway there, this, you know, the first play of scrimmage in the second half, the sack from Bosa. How big was that? And, you know, to see him make an impact play like that in that situation.
We needed it. Now it was a huge play. When you come out, you know, we got the field goal before half. We wanted to come away with seven. But it was important we got points because that was a long, time-consuming drive, drained them of their timeouts. But they were getting the ball after half as well. So that was, you know, hey, can we double dip? And not only did we get off three and out, but we turned, you know, took the takeaway there and scored on defense. And then the ensuing drive after that and took it away again and gave our offense good field position. So that was part of it. It's like, can our special teams and our defense set up our offense and scoring position throughout the game, knowing that they're going to have a, you know, uphill battle.
Sean, what was the benefit of not pushing them back on the extra point? Because with the coverage guys not moving back 15, it doesn't make
kicked
out of bounds, but why not make them kick the 47-yarder in the wind?
Which one are you on now? Because there's a couple different. Our extra point.
They had the penalty, and they had to kick. It would have been a 47-yard extra point for them.
Yeah.
You chose to take it on the kickoff, but with the coverage guys not moving back, it really didn't.
No, it's a tough decision, especially like, you know, they're going, hey, can we get really, I was thinking, can we get field position for our offense? Because to that point, we hadn't had a great field position. So I wanted to see if we could create some field position. Obviously, it didn't work out that way. But you know, those are tough ones, you know, week to week. And you kind of end up resulting a little bit off of it, right? Is, hey, yeah, I wish I had it back. And you get the, penalty that we had a chance to put it on the one and go for two. And we've tried that before. That's kind of a trend that's going around the league that people are getting away from doing it. So it's a new game. And so you got some tough decisions week to week. But, you know, we take the good with the bad and, go back and reevaluate it. But those aren't easy. You know, they got a good kicker either way. So he's a strong leg kicker, which maybe for some. And I went out early, watched him in pregame warm up, and he was pretty accurate.
Sean, okay. I apologize if you were asked about this, but the hit on Josh's slide.
Yeah.
We've talked to a couple of your players about it, and it sounded like that kind of really changed the game, kind of like woke them up and reignited them. Did you get that sense from your perspective?
It definitely caused a stir on our sideline. That was, you know, nose to nose, nobody backing down. They weren't backing down, we weren't backing down, and we came to play. And so you hit our quarterback like that, there's going to be, you know, you're going to spark our team a little bit. So, it was what it was. All right, thank you guys.
So I don't understand.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.